David, I have to tell you, there was one guy who went through here, not exactly the biggest guy in town size-wise, but his voice more than made up for it.
WFIL, Philadelphia. Non-stop music.
Tom Tyler!
Watch for music, WFIL.
Tommy is still spinning the hits, only now he's in New England.
I've been up in Hartford, Connecticut since I left FIL, as a matter of fact, working for WTIC-AM up here. It's a 50,000-watt station. And without trying to brag at all, I've got to tell you that it is the number one station in the country, according to the last ratings nationwide. And very good folks, and having a good time in New England, which is, after all, my original home area, because I grew up in Rhode Island, of course.
Tom, nice to see that you've gone from one station of the year in WFIL to another in WTIC. And if you don't think Tommy's at home in Hartford, his wife now runs a personnel agency that they jointly own. New England Personnel Incorporated opened last December, and it's doing quite well, thank you. Later today, David, we'll remember with Tom Tyler. David, Tom Tyler did a number of things for WFIL, mostly because his voice was highly recognizable, second, in my opinion, only to George Michael's. Tom, you were such a big part of this station, I remember all the great times we shared together, particularly when we'd get out to meet the people.
And of course, the double-decker bus and the boss chicks and all the clubs that we were at and the many functions. And I'll tell you, and the guys, Dr. Don Rose and... unfortunately, Jim O'Brien isn't with us anymore. Another one of the great people that I remember working with. Just a super staff. And well, the one thing that's good about it, though, is that you can go to Philadelphia today, which I often do, and you drive through and you punch up 56, and there it is, and it all comes back.
Well, thanks, Tom. It's good to see that you like what we're doing. And one more thing. Could you do that ID just one more time?
WFIL, Philadelphia, is boss. And it is.
Still hasn't lost it, has he, David?